Holland, said Oi. And the finality in his strange little voice rolled a stone against her heart. She turned bitterly to the old man with the big iron on his hip. There, she said, you have your own glamour, don't you? Always did. You drew Eddie on to one death and Jake to a pair of them. Now Patrick, and even the Bumbler. Are you happy?
No, said he, and she saw he truly was not. She believed she had never seen such sadness and such loneliness on a human face. Never was I farther from happy, Susanna of New York. Will you change your mind and stay? Will thee come the last little while with me? That would make me happy. For a wild moment, she thought she would. That she would simply turn the little electric cart from the door, which was one-sided and made no promises, and go with him to the Dark Tower. Another day would do it. They could camp at mid-afternoon and thus arrive tomorrow at sunset, as he wanted. Then she remembered the dream, the singing voices, the young man holding out the cup of hot chocolate, the good kind, Mitschlag. No, she said softly. I'll take my chance and go. For a moment he thought he would make it easy on her, just agree and let her go. Then his anger, no, his despair, broke in a painful burst.
But you can't be sure. Susanna, what if the dream itself is a trick and a glamour? What if the things you see even when the doors open are nothing but tricks and glamours? What if you roll right through and into Todak space?
Then I'll light the darkness with thoughts of those I love. And that might work, said he, speaking in the bitterest voice she had ever heard. For the first 10 years or 20 or even 100. And then, what about the rest of eternity? Think of Oi. Do you think he's forgotten Jake? Never, never, never in your life, never in his. He senses something wrong. Susanna, don't, I beg you, don't go. I'll get on my knees if that will help. And to her horror, he began to do exactly that.
It won't, she said. And if this is to be my last sight of you, my heart says it is, then don't let it be of you on your knees. You're not a kneeling man, Roland, son of Stephen, never were, and I don't want to remember you that way. I want to see you on your feet, as you were in Colibrin Sturgis, as you were with your friends at Jericho Hill.